Hi, my name is Abiola Adoragbemi, and I'd like to welcome you to my podcast.
I have to be honest with you, this past couple of months has been crazy for everybody so far, like everybody globally, everybody, all of us like this, we enter inside the maze together. And then it has been especially crazy for Nigerians, younger folks most especially, this past couple of weeks. It's been a war zone, quite literally. And saying that, I want to apologize that I was not able to release an episode last week. With everything that was going on, I was just not in the right state of mind to just come here and talk about stuff, like, see if everything was like going quite smooth, because quite literally everything was going to shit, right? Enough said. Let's go into the podcast for today. But before we even go into the breakdown of the podcast for today, I want to let you know something, right? This is the second to the last episode for the year. Yay! It's been an amazing couple of episodes, about 30 or 30 plus. It's been an amazing year for every one of us so far, for people that joined midway, for people that started from the get-go. I really want to appreciate you. It means a lot to me. And for people that are just joining, that are just starting, don't worry. I got you. This podcast is really amazing. And for you to understand why I'm really appreciating these folks, why you listen, when you come to the end of this podcast, you know why that... I'm supplying free content on the platter, like, come on. But I'm just kidding though, this it's been an amazing ride, and the goal was to hit 5k before the end of the year. And you know, me saying that next week is the final episode means that by next week I'm predicting to hit, you know, 5k, except to people now who do not listen, now purposely say, okay, we don't want him to hit 5k, and I'm not yet. But yeah though, thank you, it means a lot to me, it means so much. And that said, I'm thinking we have a giveaway, but I'm definitely not sponsoring this giveaway, because I sponsored like what, 4 to 5 giveaways so far on this episode. And I'm like, no, let's try something different for a change. If you'd like to sponsor a giveaway for the next episode, saying that, yo Adora, this is my little take for the free content you'll be supplying us for weeks, for the companionship, for the, you know I'm here to listen to you, come on. So yeah, if you'd like to sponsor the giveaway coming up next week, just send me a DM, send me a message in the DM versus my socials, WhatsApp, Twitter, Instagram, you know the vibes now. Let's make the final episode for the year quite memorable, right? And before we even go into the breakdown for the podcast, before we even go to the podcast, you know that fun thing where as you're listening to me right now, you take a screenshot of you listening to me right now, right? So have you taken a screenshot? Come on, take it. Yeah, please take it. Please now. I've taken it, Abby. So as you're taking it, take it to your Instagram story, your Twitter timeline, your WhatsApp status, whatever works for you. Share it with your friends. Let them know that this podcast is really amazing, because it really is. And this particular episode, you are talking about money, so you didn't want to miss it, okay? So that said, I'm going to see you on the main episode. Stay jiggy, stay blessed, don't go nowhere.
Hi everyone, my name is Balogun Olakunlewari, CEO Bao Global Resources.
Bao! Alright, come closer. I think you're changing your voice. Anyways, hi. Once again, my name is Abiola Adoragbemi, and I want to say welcome to my podcast. I have a very entrepreneurial person here, and I want to talk about something very serious. So yeah, I would want Waris to actually go into details that, this is what I do and stuff and stuff and stuff. So yeah, from there, we could just enter the gist for today. So yeah. Okay. So, excel yourself. Customer feed day my side.
Okay. Basically, I know majority of you know Wazoo, people hear Wazoo.
You cannot assume that no people know you. You're not global
so,
yet now.
Fine, I'm Balu Bolakunlewari, CEO of Bao Global Resources, like I said earlier. So basically, we deal with funds management, real estate, general merchandise, and agriculture, basically. So about funds management, fine, we all know Forex, so take investments. I don't need to
go deep into that. People already know about it.
2025, that's the code. So,
it's not really like that deep, because normally everybody don't start saying bow now.
Sure.
But really, the gist for today is what we want to talk about basically is that the transitioning to the upper class. And the reason I won't say I chose Waris because he's my oga. So I would say the reason I sent my letter of, okay, I'm just kidding.
Guy, I know the
but then I realized that I would say millennials, this is the age in which more than the average of us move from the struggling phase to being comfortable. Not all that big as we want to be, but at least we are going to be comfortable now.
Sure,
so Dev, yeah, so I'm like, okay, so with the transition and a couple of things happen, even between guys and girls, like when we have friends start snitching up on stuff, like people start to form class and a couple of other things that I'm like, okay, how do we deal with it? Because normal, I'm not going to be lying right now, because I've not blew, and
you
I don't know.
Blew.
Okay, Dev, but I don't know how I'm going to act when I blew. So I know that you have a couple of people that, a couple of your friends that probably you used to be roommates or friends, and now you cannot exactly talk to them now. Not because of you can't, but levels has changed.
Exactly.
So how do one deal with that? Let me you talk first.
Okay. So first of all, what I would say is,
you guys the audible now.
Sure, I the audible now.
I'll so, sit now. Why they be agging? Why they do like that?
So basically, what I would start with is, fine. Let's say, fine, we are all doing same thing. The fact that, okay, we got admission the same time, we got enrolled in school the same time, we're in 100 level, everybody struggling to, basically 100 level is just to study and at least make a good GP to start with.
Okay.
So along the line, we have, I've met with varieties of entrepreneurs, like right from start, like girls, all these pre-order girls, I'm very sorry. Girls basically doing
online stores,
selling stores and okay. all. So what I would say is, the thing is, we all have different hustle spirits. If I would put this to myself, I don't know, but most of my friends know about this. Right from 100 level too, like right from 100 level, I've been hustling, like legit hustling. I worked as a cashier in a Bet Niger shop, like a sports bet company, right from my other level days. From then, because it's not that I have these people that I look up to. I'm the first child of my family, I'm the only son, I have siblings, and it's not that fine. Probably I'm already, right from my other level days, I've been giving them money at home, that okay, take home. I was not brought up with a silver spoon, but at least we are doing fine. So basically, my point is, we all have different struggles, also, and to make ends meet, like we all have different kind of spirits.
But I'm going to put something to you, right? I mentioned something earlier that how do you deal with your friends that, and I'll try to be as raw as possible without mentioning people's name because I don't want to sound somehow. So me and you, we don't sub each other since when?
100 level.
Even before 100 level, so we say we've been stayed the same area at that time.
Sure, man. So,
as much as I think we have been together, it gets some kind of things with me as a person. I don't know if you can meet you for, not because of I can't, but because of I feel say.
Nah. Well, okay, fine. That one is based on you, sure. But I don't know.
There's something I think about the rich, right? And I'm going to say.
I'm not sure.
Okay, no, wala. Anyways, there's something I think about the rich that I'm like, okay, yeah. The rich see every other person that is not. The rich knows the rich.
Sure.
Forget
sure,
the, every. If you are rich, you know you yeah. have a community of rich people, and if you're not in the community, they will see everybody as the enemy, not because of you are the enemy, but because they see a potential bigger. Because once you don't see
that point,
your guy. Once you don't see your guy, don't be right. You go on. Clinch to ram, say, make you say, now people go about this the wrong way. They go about this begging, they go about this not having a business strategy of their own to become a better person. They just want to keep siphoning off money from this person. And I'm like, okay, you as the big person now, how do you deal with that much pressure? Because heavy is the head that lies the crown.
Sure.
As much as you are doing fine for yourself, you are going to keep attracting people that will be coming to your DM, the days of
exactly.
urgent 2K. That kind of levels.
Sure.
So yeah, if on a normal day I never come ask you for money, we just be guys and you try form class for me, say this down, how would this solve? Because I know of people that we used to grow together, but now Now, why, if you notice now, I came to your place earlier, where we're recording now, it's your place. But I just did my day. May God no go shame us. So that's just the gist, basically.
Basically, I don't know, like, this society, you have people that, like, they have this self-entitlement spirit.
Okay.
I should say, the thing is, we all can't do the same thing. Like, we can't succeed doing the same profession or engaging in the same thing. So the fact that probably just text me, how far, bro? There are some texts that will annoy you. Fine. Alhamdulillah. We are not like this before. You be big man, safe, Adura. So the fact that you just see some kind of strange text like, bro, you don't reach now, you don't forget us. When I had nothing, fine, I'm at least, alhamdulillah, we are growing, fine. But when everything was like nothing, all these kind of people, it's not that they text you or I don't know you. Fine, we just be guy, normal. But
so you are saying that it's not 100% on the part of the person, but the part of who is asking. Like, people are sometimes entitled to that.
Sure,
as far exactly. As you be my guy point. Before.
As far as you be my guy. Nobody owe you anything, guy.
Okay.
Nobody owe you anything. Fine. If you ask and probably you just be okay, fine, brother, I need something, I beg.
Okay, let me address something, right?
Okay.
And it's going to be very funny, but it's very real. And it's like this boss levels. Boss alpha, boss. Maybe we don't like give ourselves.
All of us be boss. No matter.
But levels there to the boss. Like, some people say boss just to fake humility.
Exactly.
And I'm like, yo, guy, you don't do right. Own up to it. Because faking humility is a way of being proud on its own. Maybe we don't like give ourselves. So if person they call you boss, now you go declare the person say, no ma, I be boss. No, no like give ourselves. But you my guy. You no need all this one.
I told you that the other day.
Yeah, and I really appreciate
fine,
that.
Fine. You be boss. I be boss. You be boss. Say, now you get.
For your side.
Now you get.
Hey, no man, now I shall be.
You day your lane. Be boss for your lane. Let me say, be boss for my lane. Fine. Okay, fine. No, we all have what we are doing. When it is business, I know how I handle it and everything. But you be guy. I be boss. No man, no. But follow me relate as my guy. But the fact I'm going to point out is that we have some kind of people, like I said earlier, I'll still emphasize on that. Like, self-entitlement is very, very, very bad. Like, very bad. The fact that, okay, you just see someone, they'll be like, boss, show me way. Like, what I'm doing, I should let them know. Fine, but I'll just let you know. The kind of strategy
you use for yourself,
I use for myself. It can't work for you. Let me see. Before all this Forex or whatsoever this thing, I said it earlier, I've been working as a cashier. I'm very sure about like 100 level. Fine, we have people that are selling stuff right from 100 level, okay. Right from the 100 level. But let me say 5% of freshers will engage themselves into like working a full-time job. I was working as a full-time, like I was a full-time staff in a bet Niger. Imagine that, like,
and you were a student.
And I was a 100 level student, like I was going to school. I used to skip classes a lot.
But
I'm
then,
just fortunate that I'm still in school.
But then if you have to look at it, right, yeah. I think I understand where you're coming from, because people in position of power, people that are less would want to like, okay, one digital level. And sure. As such, people would want to say, boss alpha, show me way, this is that, and they will not exactly go around about it the right way. They will come at it as being entitled, like say,
exactly.
You're supposed to do like this now. And as much as I think it's the responsibility of people in power to bring other people in power, or people that are less, to bring them up. But as much as yes, these people can be entitled as well, don't you think that they're supposed to be say the joy of having money should be when you and your guys
get money. Sure.
Now, if you can't deal like that, say you can't get money, and they look your guy, I don't want to think like this is entitled, but alpha, I suppose something gas. And like you said something earlier, and I really appreciate that. You said not everybody can make it in this kind of way.
Sure, exactly.
But if you have to, let's be honest with ourselves, and I want to be plain. Now, Forex the market now.
Exactly.
And if you want to have the speed, I won't call it speed because it's not good. You actually need to do some things. You guys work.
Let me say something. Like Forex, people see Forex like a business or something, but it's more of an extreme sport. Number one, like, do you have the mental stability? Do you have funds? All these top guys, they see, then they lose trade, bro.
But I want to say something that would annoy many people that are listening to me. Well, yeah, it's no, go take on like that. Right? I'd like to believe that 60% of the forex traders that went into forex right now did not start off as small boys. They were probably into some other things that they already had.
That's the plus.
They already had. It's just like saying
they had resources.
It's just like saying you want to go into forex as an investor, getting 20% every 25 days, and you are investing 50k, and you think you want to become a millionaire in the next 1 year. Over 20%. But if imagine say person they invest like what 100 mil,
sure.
Like normal, the way they will be like say money they come.
Exactly.
So that's why I'm like, okay.
More money, more income.
Definitely. But where you want to see what infrastructure is in place for the average young person to get that much?
Exactly.
For capital.
Exactly. So I'll draw back to what I said earlier. That was what I said, because most people when they come to me, like Alpha bro, show me way. Waiting the term money, I'll tell them what I do. Okay, fine, come invest. And they'll be like, I don't have up to this money. That's what I would say. Everybody does not have to be an investor in the first place. You see some kind of people, like the kind of post they put on, like putting pressure on people, like investment is not even about forex only. At first, you have to invest in yourself.
Yeah.
That's why I say, when you come to me, I'll ask you, what kind of craft do you have? What do you do?
And how can you monetize
this? This is Nigeria, guy. The government does not have anything for us. If you are still, like, at this age, you are a university student and all you do is just to go to class to read and pass your exam. Like, that's what everything I worried about. You are deceiving yourself.
No, see, I think the times has changed. Before the Rona came into place,
exactly,
there was a stereotype. You go to school, you finish school with very good grades, mm-hmm. Then you also for a job for like what, a couple of times, you get the job, you start to build your life, then you have a better life. Exactly. Then so, but now the times has changed. Everything is not like everything is blindfolded.
Everybody
has been
anyhow. Oh shit.
but really, there's the place of people being entitled. But I also believe that as much as you know, there's some things that I see. Funny how most of, well, let's say the forex guys, everybody that I really big into forex, I know them one way or the other. I don't know how I have all of their numbers on my computer. Sure. I no go lie, I don't meet honor because I want peace of mind. Not because I do not appreciate what I'm saying,
okay.
But because of normal, everybody they catch cruise, but you get some kind of cruise where you go push some people into depression.
You go touch your bone marrow.
Like you go just look, you go feel sleep in peace. One forest trader would just talk, say, I made money while sleeping. Why you were sleeping?
$5,000 that year.
Like, I cannot sleep in peace again. And I feel like it puts people on a pedestal for competition where I think time is different.
Sure, but about that, I feel all this oppression of the team. You feel oppressed if you want to. See,
but I don't
the kind of the kind of environment and the kind of people I was with right from time, even when I had nothing. Now I don't have anything to, but at least we thank God
they are improving.
So what I feel about that is that one is personal, like it's a personal problem. Let me put it that way. If you see, we have many type of people that will be like, okay, fine, we can't have the same kind of mentality. Most of these guys, I am one of them too. Most of these things that some people see as oppression is like me trying to, how will I put it? It's just like, let me say, it's part of branding. Let me put it that way. It's part of branding.
Okay, now let's look at this, right? Prior to, when money was not in place as a person, we all used to make jokes about stuff. And when you do not have money, you will be considered as being childish. Like, okay, it's your money that is doing it.
Because you don't have money.
Exactly. But now that there's now money, it will be considered as toxic because of, you need to start considering a couple of people. Because
they will say you're proud and everything.
God bless you. Like, I see some people do run giveaways on their Instagram live and stuff. And when I see the criteria for giving people money, it's always very bad because genuinely you want to help people, which I understand the intention.
Exactly.
But you now start making it as a joke that this one is rude. A jaff only 500k. Yeah, how much is his daddy's like money? Like these things, like I don't know if I don't want to mention some people's name.
Because they don't carry you for house.
But I always see him say, okay, your intention is in the right place. You want to help people,
sure,
and everything, but the way you are doing it, in which you are making people feel bad and you are helping them, So it's as if you're not doing, it's like you're taking two steps backwards and one step forward. Now, as a person, I think we need to start considering, say, you are in a position of power. Sure. One way or another, people are looking up to you as exactly. This person is big now, this person is that and everything. You need to start, I won't say putting people in your mind, but at the same time, be a beacon of light. I really want to mention some people's names that they're doing quite well for themselves, but it's not that they're lucky. We all know that these people have money, but the way they relate with other people, like say, we be guys, nothing they saw.
Well, that one are personal.
Now,
like
personal.
I said, we all can't be the same. And like you said earlier, if I should say something now, you say I'm like more humble, motive humble you. The fact is that, okay, fine. The kind of upbringing we all had,
yeah,
is different. We can't relate to people the same way. That just hope that, and you can't expect everybody to please you, or you can't expect everybody to behave normal, to behave like someone that is sane. So just have it at the back of your mind.
But you realize that if you broke, right, and you fuck up,
sure,
specifically tell you, say, guy, what you do now is not nonsense, no drama again.
Exactly.
But if you tell person way get money, say you fuck up, the average young person will say, because of say you don't get money, say they eat.
Right? That's mentality actually.
I think it's normal. Rich people don't have morals. Not like they don't have morals, but there's
they
no
do because they have the money.
Exactly. So and I'm like, for people that I feel like, okay, it's because of people never had to go through the emotional struggles to get to that level. Now that's like say you wake up one morning, money to enter your account.
Exactly.
You would start making mistakes and bringing people down. And I feel there's a lot more to this thing than just, like, there's plenty of bloopers because I don't want to mention name. It's doing me like, it's at the tip of my tongue. But I cannot.
I get you.
So we're going to end with two things, right?
Okay.
The people that are in position of power and people that are not yet.
Okay.
For you to be oppressed, for people that are not in position of power yet, it's all in your person. Before, nobody can make you feel bad if you don't allow it.
Exactly what I said. You'll be oppressed. You feel oppressed if you want to. If you want to, fam, you are doing fine. You are progressing. You are doing fine. You are trying your best. What I just see is that, like, people trying to use some other people's, like, their kind of lifestyle to judge theirs, and that it kills you. Like, it kills you if you don't know.
For me, we know, like, let's not do all this as part of
no
man,
it's the environment.
Money,
good, very fine. Money,
you
good, go everybody
before
go
you
get money.
Love
what you
they
said,
go
know what they do now. You know what you are. You can't expect. Okay. Fine, you are selling plenty. All of a sudden, do you expect to make millions of naira selling plenty? It's not possible. You know what you are doing is, I do tell people, okay, fine. Some people just come to me, okay, well, I want to invest too. If you don't have savings, you can't invest. You can't just expect. I do tell people, you don't need to, because you see some kind of motivation. You go broke while investing. That, all those things, nah, garbage, guy. You know, you create a strategy for yourself. Fine, I'm doing this thing. I'm making so amount of money weekly or monthly. Okay, fine. I can put this out as investment. Take this to feed myself. Take this. Okay, fine. Emergency funds. I might need some kind of thing.
So if I'm getting it correctly, you are saying that as a person that is not in that position yet,
yeah,
you need to look at your own life.
Look at your own life. What are you doing at the moment?
Right.
What is fetching you money?
Right. After that, yeah, strategize how to create capital for yourself.
Exactly.
Such that when you have this capital, say, okay, oh, no, wala, 200k don't dig ground. I'm just exactly giving a random number.
Yeah.
200k don't dig ground.
Yeah.
Can't imagine, say, you can't invest 200k.
Mm-hmm.
Getting 20%.
25 working days
of 200k. So 20% of 200k is what?
That is 40k.
40k. So imagine getting 40k paid monthly. That's like above the minimum wage.
Exactly.
So that's one done day. So basically, it all boils down to looking at your own life. Forget other people. Okay, normal. It's painful. I know. Good lie.
It is actually.
I know. Good lie. It's very, very fucking painful. Where you see people waste money in your presence. Like, person could just waste money. Say, they think they do this one. 500k buy drink.
That.
You when you know say 500k will really go far in your life.
You go, it's like 6 months before you feel arrange that kind of money.
So
God, no shame.
I understand, and I really wanted to have this serious topic because of I think it is due. It really is due. Because I know, like, sometimes I wake up, some morning I wake up, I look and say, what's the point? Like, okay, so this one, that one, that one. But I feel like, okay, it's all a process and it's your own process. Look at your own life, yeah? Work out how you can make your life better. Invest in yourself.
That's the first thing.
Invest in yourself.
Investment does not have to do with Forex only.
I think the word investment, everybody has misused it. Anytime Forex, you think, Forex, exactly, Forex, right? Forex.
Just invest in yourself first.
I think before you can make money.
I'm an investor too. Fine, I'm only an investment firm. I'm sorry. I'm an investor too. I started off as an investor. And I'll use this medium to give a shout out to Ari Atemitayo, CEO of T-Code Multi-Concept. Like, I started as a TAP agent, like T-Code Affiliate Program. I used to be an investor. I started investing. Then from there, when he introduced the program, I signed up for the program. And from there, I started collecting people money, investing, working as an affiliate under T-Code. Then from there,
it went up. So you just have your own life, invest in yourself, become a better person, because people will pay for value. And before you can give out value, you need to have invested in yourself.
The OG.
No man, now you say if they try. Nobody saying I'm you. You where they hear me like
if
this. Try. If you try.
This is not a motivation. If you want to give up, give up.
That you sabi. That
you sabi. Me, I know they motivate people.
No man.
I feel like in anything you do in this life, you just have to put yourself, like, you have to have that mindset from yourself.
We don't sound like aspire to perspire. I feel like give up, now you sabi. But yeah, I said that we're going to be talking from two perspectives. Now, the one we just finished talking about is from people that they've not gotten to the position of power. Now, if I look at people that, okay, they don't do all right. Nobody say they have gotten to that level. But for their age, they can comfortably spend some amount of money that some people will wish to attain in years.
Exactly.
In just one sitting. Now I feel like I'm not gonna lie, I'm not there yet, but I think we need to start taking responsibility for some of these things, because you are in a position of influence, and as much as you want to be young and you want to be reckless, you need to consider a couple of things. I saw a post sometime 2 weeks ago, and the post was like, tables know they turn, no. Some people will die broke. I remember that
like, you are suffering now doesn't mean you have money.
Yes. And I'm like, yo, this is wrong on so many levels. Like, okay, sure. Life is not like Nollywood. That exactly. Because of your suffering now, you have money later. I understand. But saying that some people will die broke is all shades of wrong, because it will further people.
Imagine someone that is very broke seeing that post.
Yeah, why you
very,
know
very early in the morning, you go just go sleep back.
Like, which kind of thing? I imagine, say, not be only one person go down.
Exactly.
Like, say, person for, I know we mention on our group. Because that on our group, let's say on the plan now.
No, not the plan.
It go just so.
Just cruise vibe and inshallah.
Man, it's thing. I think what we consider cruise sometimes used to be toxic. And as much as it's fun to do it, for people in position of power and in position of influence and money, I think that we guys the reason, because and as much money you have, you guys get some people where go follow you talk. Like, okay, I used to have some conversations with my guy where we never blew. Should I mention his name? Yeah, I used to have a conversation with Jerry Watkins. His name is Jeremiah.
Jerry Watkins.
Jerry get money.
Jerry Shoemaker,
the God winner.
Now he puts me that.
Okay, anyways. So I used to have this conversation with Jerry, and he's always like, guy, calm down. You get some kind of conversation where you're going to have it when we have money. Because if you're having it now, it will not be of relevance. They will consider you as 18. But imagine, say, two of us got a day. You will tell me, say, what's in your problem? Make I give you 5M. Make I tell you, say, I'll give you 10M. You demand.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
So, there's some conversations that, as much as you want to have it, as much as you see it's wrong for people to do it, I think there's a position of calmness. Calm down for yourself. Have money. See, I think this money thing will go round. As much as I like to believe that it will go round.
You are not lazy. You are working. You have what you are doing.
Definitely. Have something. So, and if you don't have what you are doing, same thing. Invest in yourself. Look for what you are good at. And try as much as possible to monetize it, right?
People
pay for value. So yeah, thank you very much for listening this far. And this is about what? I really don't know how. We did not plan to have this 20 minutes on go. So you don't see, say, this thing, once conversations a day, it is sweet. And as much as this sounded a bit more random. I do hope that you got something that is specific to you. And just know that they're not paying me to do this thing, no.
Now just leave.
But really though, I feel like there's a lot of people that are in this position that they could just wake up one morning, we could just see cruise. Like, what's it happen? At this point, I have muted every freaking forex trader.
Don't meet me, sir.
No. Other than you and some other of my guys, I don't meet everybody because I'm like, as much as these people are my guys, I want peace of mind. Because I know that I cannot come to WhatsApp one morning and somebody's telling me that they made money while I'm sleeping. Can't I sleep in peace again? But
Monday morning.
Again, in that Monday motivation, yeah, they did somehow. But yeah, thank you very much for listening. I want Wazoo to sign out. Give us your Instagram for your brand. Sell yourself. You will get customers from my side. And let's end it.
All right. Thank you very much for listening. I am Balogun Olakunle Waris.
Bao,
CEO of Bao Global Resources. And you can follow us on Twitter at Bao Global and Instagram to Bao Global. Thank you very much for listening.
We're collecting investment.
2025.
You know the vibes.
20% in 25 working days. 50k minimum. Thank you very much.
But yeah, better your life. Look into investing in yourself. If you have the capital to invest in something, not necessarily forex. It could be agriculture, it could be real estate. Whatever the money you have can invest in.
Exactly.
If it's buy keke napep and give another person to be collecting the money. Investment is way more than forex. So please try as much as possible to let's meet at the top, okay? Once again, bye for now. My name is Abiola Adragunmi. You can check me out on Instagram and Twitter at _ I am official AA _ IAMOFFICIALAA. And I will see you.
How did you do that?
I'm used to it. And I will see you in the next episode.
I know.
Bless.
Don't forget to check out previous episodes of this podcast, drop a rating or a review to let others know how amazing this podcast is. Also, kindly subscribe to whichever podcasting platform you're listening from.